In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. If you are a fan of comedy like I am, you're familiar with its different devices, those structures and gags comedians employ to get us to laugh. Things like puns and hyperbole. Slapstick is another popular one. Physical humor has a way of communicating without words, without context or subtlety. You can watch physical comedy in another language and still recognize the human emotion at play, still be in on the joke. One of my favorite physical gags is the double take. You know, the one where there's that delayed reaction to something surprising and shocking, the head snaps back so quickly because they can't believe what they just heard or saw. Well, earlier in the week, on Monday, when I read our gospel reading for today, I find myself doing a double take. It was this part that surprised me so much, when the people of the crowd had this to say to Jesus. What signs are you going to give us then, so that we may see it and believe you? What work are you performing? I could not believe it. I could not believe that these people were asking for signs, asking for works for Jesus to perform, for Jesus to prove himself to them so that they might believe in him. At first, I thought maybe I am missing something. Maybe this was a different group of people than from last week, because last week, Jesus fed 5,000 with a few loaves of bread and a few fish. But no, these are the same people who experienced the miraculous feeding of the multitudes, who not only witnessed, but ate the bread and fish that was broken by Jesus' abundant, life-giving hands. They saw the impossible made possible, so moved, in fact, that they wanted to snatch Jesus up and carry him off and make him their king. Then I thought, maybe that was the first miracle, was the only sign they've ever seen Jesus perform. Maybe one is not enough, and they just need one more to be sure. But go back to last week's reading, to the start of chapter 6 in John, and we are told a large crowd kept following him because they saw the signs he was doing for the sick. These are the same people who have seen Jesus cure sick person after sick person, a sign so powerful that it drives them to following him into the countryside. They have been fed and healed from his life-giving hands and have crossed the sea in search of him to be fed and healed more. And when Jesus tells them that those who want to do the work of God need to believe in him, they respond with, okay, prove it. Prove to us you are sent by God. Now, luckily for them, Jesus does not respond with the bewilderment of their lack of faith. He does not do his own double take as I did. He responds with the virtues that our readings from Ephesians calls us to, with gentleness, with patience, bearing with them in love. He offers them a gift from God. He offers them bread from heaven. The people want this. They crave it. They ask Jesus to give them this bread always. Jesus tells them that he is that very bread, that those who come to him will never be hungry, and those who believe in him will never be thirsty. Jesus has healed these people, but they are still in need. Jesus has fed them, and they are still hungry. Jesus has shown them his power, and still they do not believe. As long as they are concerned only with feeding their bodily hunger, they will go hungry. As long as they are concerned only with earthly power, they will not believe. Jesus is calling them to look now to their souls, to seek out that which will feed and rule their souls. And he is offering them that food. It is nothing less than the love of God, a love that transforms individuals, transforms communities, and transforms the world. He is offering them forgiveness. Forgiveness from their sins, that they can live freed from them, so that they can live as beloved children of God, knowing his compassion and sharing it with others. He is offering them peace. Peace within themselves, peace with their neighbor, a peace that reconciles first to God and then with one another. And we are being offered nothing less than the same thing every time we gather around this altar. For it is here that we find the presence of Jesus, the true bread of heaven. He offers God's love to us. He offers God's forgiveness to us. He offers God's peace to us. So perhaps I should not do a double take at the people in our reading today. Maybe I should be shocked at what they are being offered and what in turn we are being offered. A new life in God, a new self in Jesus Christ. And that despite my own faults, my own failings, my disbelief and my sins, this holy gift is continually offered. If your soul needs to be healed, turn to Jesus. If your soul is hungry, turn to Jesus. For it is in him that we are made whole, that we are made complete. It is in Jesus Christ that God's love is to be found. And it is a love that surpasses all reason and understanding. And it is a love that can heal our souls and feed this hungry world. Amen.